The president of the World Bank, James Wolfensohn, is back in Washington, D.C. after a 9-day visit to Indonesia, Sri Lanka, and the Maldives. He says the World Bank could eventually contribute up to $1.5 billion towards reconstructing areas devastated by the tsunami, even as the bank is still assessing the damage. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Like other officials who've toured the area, Wolfensohn told reporters he was humbled by the scale of the destruction. He says it was as if the land and everything on it had been vacuumed up.
It gives you the sense of, as a planetary human being, like being an ant.
Wolfensohn traveled with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. The UN is coordinating relief efforts, while the bank will focus more on long-term reconstruction projects. Wolfensohn says some reconstruction work, things like rebuilding roads and bridges and restoring power, water supplies, and telephone service, can begin right away. But he warns it could take weeks or even months before the bank can get a complete picture of what the stricken countries will need and what it will cost.
But if you have 100,000 homes destroyed, the question is, where do you put the homes? What type of home? In what sort of communal structure? When at the moment you don't know how much of the community is left in many of these cases.
Wolfensohn says he hopes the reconstruction effort won't just, quote, put poverty back where it was.
We don't want to go back to shanty towns and vulnerability for poor people if we can avoid it. If you're going in, then let's put it on a basis where they can have clean water and where they can have sewerage, provided that's what they want.
But he says finding out what people want is key. He says, for instance, if fishermen are determined to stay on the beach near their boats, then moving them inland to apartment buildings won't work. And he points out that in some areas, up to half of the civil servants the bank would ordinarily consult with are gone. Wolfensohn was asked how much progress he hoped to make before his term as president of the bank ends June 1st.
You know, I'd like to get everything done before I go, so nothing's left for my successor. But I think that's unlikely.
He added that he's putting together a manual for his successor on how to run the bank. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.